It's a new year, and as always, that brings with it many changes, including for the first time in nearly 30 years, a new Washtenaw County prosecutor. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the new county prosecutor, Ellie Savitt. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Great to be here.
You have basically known since the primary 5 months ago that this day was coming. You were sworn in this past weekend. So how does it feel to finally be on the job?
I am excited about the changes that are coming to Washtenaw County. We've got a number of announcements that we're going to be making over the next several weeks around fulfilling some of the promises that we made during our campaign. You know, we're going to stop seeking cash bail from the prosecutor's office. We've already eliminated a lot of the zero tolerance policies that were in place under the previous prosecutor. And we're really going to be moving forward in a fairer and more equitable direction, and in a direction that prioritizes rehabilitation and protects public safety by restoring people in the community and finding new ways to alleviate the harm that was done. So I'm just so grateful for the trust that the voters of Washtenaw County have placed in me, and I'm excited to start moving the ball forward in a new direction.
No bail whatsoever for anybody ever? Or how would that work?
Sure. And let's talk a little bit about what cash bail means. Cash bail is a system in which you are accused of a crime, and before being found guilty of anything, you are asked to put up a certain amount of money out of your bank account to buy your freedom. Now, what cash bail does is it means that poorer people, even those who are accused of really minor offenses, can sit in jail for days or weeks or months without being convicted of anything simply because they don't have money in their bank account. But there's a flip side to that, too. A cash bail system, one that's based on how much wealth you've accrued, means that wealthy people who are accused of really serious crimes, who may pose a threat to the community, are able to get out of jail simply because they have money in their bank account. So when I say we're not seeking cash bail, I want to be clear about this. That does not mean that we're just going to seek to release everybody from jail pending trial. There are people out there that pose real threats to the community, and you know they need to have conditions imposed on them, including and up to the condition of being held in jail pending trial. But your bank account, how much money you have, shouldn't play a part in that equation.
And if you accomplish that in Washtenaw County, how unique and rare will that be in the entire United States? Is this being done elsewhere?
It is being done elsewhere, and it has been done elsewhere. Washington, D.C. got rid of cash bail entirely 29 years ago now, in 1992. And they haven't seen an increase in crime since. They haven't seen an increase in the number of people skipping out on trial. New Jersey, as a state, got rid of cash bail entirely in 2017. And what you saw after that was crime plummeted, particularly crimes of opportunity, because, you know, when you have money as part of the equation, often it puts people in even more desperate straits, and they're committing these crimes of desperation. I know I'm the first prosecutor in the state of Michigan to have this policy, but other prosecutors and district attorneys elsewhere have done it as well.
You were known as the reformist candidate when you ran for Washtenaw County prosecutor, and you just discussed one of those reforms you're looking at. What else are you thinking of changing?
Well, one of the main things that we need to look square in the eye is the historic legacy of racism in our criminal justice system and the racially disparate treatment that we see in our justice system. You know, the bare numbers indicate that we have a significant problem. The United States of America locks up more people per capita than any country on the face of the planet. And in the United States, Black people are 6 times more likely to be incarcerated than white people. And we're not immune from that in Washtenaw County. We had a report come out, the Citizens for Racial Equity in Washtenaw report, which indicated that Black people are significantly more likely than white people to be charged with certain types of crime. Now, one of the things that I said during my campaign is we need to look this problem square in the eye, and we need to identify every point in the system where we are seeing people being treated differently because of their race. So I'm looking forward this week to fulfilling that promise. We're going to be partnering with really world-class independent researchers to go through the prosecutor's office's files to identify every point in the system, both quantitatively and qualitatively, in which we are seeing people being treated differently because of their race. We're going to be public. We're going to be transparent about this. And once we find where racial disparities are occurring, we are going to take action to eliminate that disparate treatment. At the end of the day, I hope that we can all agree that if the criminal justice system is going to impose consequences, it should be because of what you did, not because of who you are.
And that's what I wonder about, if we all agree. You can obviously hear the passion and energy and excitement in your voice for what you're going to bring to the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office. Will you be stepping gently, or are you just jumping in? And how do you expect the residents to react? And will you be listening for that reaction?
As you mentioned earlier, I knew that I was going to be the next Washtenaw County prosecutor after I won the Democratic primary in August because we didn't have Republican opposition in November. And so what we did was we used those months to engage the community and bring community voices to the table, representing a broad swath of stakeholders in our criminal legal system and in our community more generally. We set up over a dozen working groups across a variety of different issue areas, ranging from cash bail to racial inequity to domestic violence and sexual assault to juvenile justice to restorative justice. You name it, we had a group on it. And the folks that signed up to participate were community members, were subject matter experts, were stakeholders in the criminal legal system, including a number of people that, you know, come at this from a different perspective than I do. I don't believe in simply, you know, sitting in an echo chamber and only listening to people that agree with me at the outset. But we had over 170 people volunteer their time and their effort and their expertise on our transition team. And the policies that we are rolling out are a product of those transition work groups, which had folks at the table, again, from a variety of sectors of the community. As we move forward, we are going to continue to keep the community front and center. We're not about doing anything alone. The prosecutor's office is a key part of the equation, but we are hardly the only important actor or the only important voice in the system. And I believe in co-created change, and this community does as well. And I'm so grateful that so many folks have stepped up to assist us in these efforts and to bring their voices forward.
And tell us about your new chief assistant prosecuting attorney.
My new chief assistant, Victoria Burton Harris, we are just tremendously fortunate to have her here in Washtenaw County. She's an accomplished criminal and family law lawyer, has practiced across the state, most recently ran for Wayne County prosecutor on a similar platform to the one I ran on here in Washtenaw. And she fell short, but that presented an incredible opportunity for us here in Washtenaw County to have her come in as the number two in the prosecutor's office. And she's really hit the ground running. You know, I talk to Victoria far and away more than I talk to any other human being on the planet these days. It's gotten to a point where we finish each other's sentences sometimes because we do see eye to eye on so many things. But beyond being a brilliant legal mind and a passionate advocate for change, she is a warm person. She is community oriented. She is a dynamic and talented manager who is going to serve the office well and build great relationships with judges and other stakeholders in the system. So it is absolutely everything you could want in a leader here in Washtenaw County. And I'm so grateful that Victoria is my partner in this work and that we've got her here in Washtenaw County, where she attended college for 4 years. So it's something of a homecoming for her.
You've clerked for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Your campaign was endorsed by Bernie Sanders and John Legend. Do you know them?
You know, so after John Legend endorsed our campaign, the funny thing was I got a series of requests from people asking if I could contact John Legend and see if he could sing at the event that they were having or something like that. And let me be clear about that. Though I wish I was that cool, it's not like me and John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are hanging out in our spare time. I was grateful to get the endorsement of him and Senator Sanders. You know, both men have made criminal justice reform a priority. John Legend has endorsed district attorney and county prosecutor candidates that he thinks are aligned with his vision for criminal justice reform across the country. And of course, so too has Senator Sanders, who has been one of the leading voices for systemic criminal justice reform in the United States Senate and in the broader national conversation. So, we are part of a broader movement to change our criminal justice system one county and one jurisdiction at a time, because so many of those important decisions are made at the local level. I'm grateful that our campaign attracted the national attention and the endorsements that it did. But at the end of the day, we're firmly rooted here in Washtenaw County, and it's this community that I am dedicated to serving.
Not to be outdone by those, Ellie Savitt, actually your mother has been getting her own fair share of media coverage lately. Tell us about that.
So my mom, she still lives in the house that I grew up in with my dad. And once COVID hit, people were inside a lot, and families began taking more and more walks just to get some fresh air around the neighborhood, because it was really about all we could do. We had a little teddy bear that she started setting out in the front lawn of her house. Every day she would give the teddy bear props and would have Little Bear, as his name is, do something a little bit different. One day he'd be playing cards. One day he might be feeding his even tinier dog. Sometimes he was reading the U.S. Constitution. Right before the primary, he wore one of my campaign buttons and urged people to vote. So he had adventures every single day. And it's really been entertaining for especially the young families in my mother's neighborhood. The kids come by and they're really excited to see what Little Bear is going to be doing that day. And sometimes they leave him gifts and things like that. So, I love my mom. She is just a wonderful human being. I have no idea how she got the idea to do this thing with a bear. But it's these little stories like that that I think have really gotten us through this pandemic. Even though we're socially distanced and physically distanced, that sort of human connection and lightness has remained in so many ways. I love that my mom has been doing that and has been bringing a little bit of joy to families in the neighborhood during these tough times.
And this is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
So here it is, Ellie Savitt, the new Washtenaw County prosecutor, a new person in place, nearly 30 years in that position. Wrap this up by telling us how you hope to move the residents of the county forward on this new path in the prosecutor's office.
I wanted to start with the basics, which is that the first thing that I did upon taking office on New Year's Day was I eliminated the zero tolerance policies that the prosecutor's office had maintained in the past. A zero tolerance policy means that, if a crime or an incident meets certain elements, there's going to be inflexible sanctions, and we're not going to be looking at the underlying facts of the case, whether it was the product of somebody dealing with a mental health issue or substance use, or whether it was a crime of poverty, or in many cases what the survivor of the crime wants. I think that every criminal case, and indeed every case in our legal system, represents a unique human story. The residents of Washtenaw County deserve to know that if they are involved in the justice system as a survivor of a crime, or as a defendant, or as a witness, that case is going to be treated with the attention and according to the unique circumstances that made up that case. We deserve nothing less. And so beyond everything else, what I want Washtenaw County residents to know is this: if you are in any way involved in the criminal legal system, I want you to know that your case will be treated with attention, with care, according to the human story that comprises it. We will be respectful. We will seek justice in an even-handed way, irrespective of anybody's race or gender, sexual orientation, immigration status, socioeconomic status, you name it. And we are committed to pursuing justice at the end of the day, but justice cannot be one size fits all. Justice needs to be dependent on the individual and unique circumstances, and that's how we're going to be approaching things in the prosecutor's office going forward.
New Washtenaw County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt, so much more we could talk about. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to our WEMU listeners, and best of luck in your new position.
Thank you for having me.